Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Mishnah talks about a case that Nafal Habayas Olav Al Aviv, that if a house collapsed and fell and killed a man and his father, or Olav Al Marishav, or it fell upon a man and another person other than his father, who he would normally inherit, let's say it was his brother who had no children, and therefore he would inherit him. Vahaysa Olav Kesuvas Isha Ubal Chov. And the son, in this case, has against him a lien against him, his property, for a ksuvas isha, a wife's ksuva, or some other loan. And he didn't leave enough of his own nechasim. He didn't leave to pay off these items. However, the question is that if his father died first, or the person who he's inheriting had died first in this accident, then he would have inherited them just the moment before his death. And therefore, the Balchov, the people who had a lien against him, his wife, or his the person against whom he owed money, those they would be able to collect from the Nechassim that he inherited from his father. However, if he died first, then he never inherited his father, and therefore there was nothing for them to collect. So, Yorshi Ha'av Omrim, those who inherit the father, they maintain, they say, Haben Meis Rishon, that the son died first, never inherited his father, and then the father died, and therefore we can inherit the father. And that those who had a lien against the son, they have no place to collect. Now, Balei Achov, remember, those who have a lien against the son, they say, Ha'av Meis Rishon, they say the father died first, V'achach Meis HaBen, and then the son died, so therefore the son inherited his father, and therefore we can collect from those Nechasim, from those that estate. So, Beishamei Omrim Yachloku, Beishamei maintains that you have to divide up the money between those who have the lien and the Yorshi Ha'av, those who inherit the father. And the reason the Gemara in the Yavama says that this is so, according to Beis Shammai, is because Beis Shammai maintains the Shtar Ha'omed Ligbos Kagavidhu, that when you have a document against somebody else which is destined to be collected, it's as if it's already collected, and therefore those who have the lien against him, it's as if they also have a chazaka, as if they are also have some sort of a hold on the nechasim, and therefore they are equal partners with the Yorshi Ha'av. They both have a equal level of claim, and therefore they divide it up. But Isil disagrees with that. Nechasim b'cheskasan, the nechasim are in the chazaka of those who are definitely going to Yarshin, who are definitely going to inherit, and those are the Yorshi Ha'av. They are for sure inheritors. It's a suffix. It's only in doubt as to whether or not there's any claim that's valid for those who have the lien. That's only a possibility. And therefore, in that case, we say that they would have to bring a raya, which is impossible. And therefore, the Yorshi Ha'av are the ones who get the nechasim, they get the estate.